الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرًا إلا المودة في القربى وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar and the listeners of CII throughout the globe, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic today on this 8th of Muharram 1439 is حُبُّ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَحُبُّ آلِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. To love the Master alayhi salatu salam and to love the family and the grandchildren of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We belong to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and according to the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, our first allegiance and love must be for Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. And those people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Our fasting, our hajj, our zakat, our salat, everything is solely, only, exclusively for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. You, my beloved youth, your holidays have started today. Our leisure time we should be using in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Then we come to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the entire creation, remember our love, our allegiance, our respect must be for Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. How much must we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Just analyze this one verse, my dear listeners of Radio Ansar and CII. See what Almighty Allah says. Qul, tell them, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن كان آباؤكم وبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم. Tell them, O Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is your parents, whether it is your children, whether it is your spouses, whether it is your siblings, whether it is your families. وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. And whether it is your wealth which you have accumulated, or whether it is your business which you fear a downturn in the economy, or whether it is your palatial homes, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala in this one verse has mentioned 8 things, 8 items are mentioned. Any one of them is more beloved to you than Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, than Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then striving in the path of Almighty Allah, فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Then you wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, till Almighty Allah unleashes His punishment. Therefore daily, O brothers, O sisters, beg Almighty Allah, اللَّهُمَّ إِنَّا نَسْأَلُكَ حُبَّكَ. Ya Allah, we beg of You love for You, O Allah. وحب رسولك and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in our salat daily we say, Swalli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. And the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we will discuss about Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Who are they? What is their contribution towards Islam? What is the legacy they left behind for me and you? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 3 sons and 4 daughters. The 3 sons, 2 sons were from Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. And Ibrahim, his mother was Maria Qibtiya, we say radiallahu anhu majma'in to all. The 4 daughters, Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Kulthum, and the youngest and most beloved daughter, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Authentic hadith, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, wa Fatimatu Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. And Fatima radiallahu anha is the leader of the women in Jannah. So it is after the Hijrah, in the 2nd year of the Hijrah, we find Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam solemnizes the nikah between Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anha and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. In the 3rd year of the Hijrah, we find that Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whose milad honorable birth takes place in the month of Sha'ban. What's what some ulama wrote. In the 4th year of the Hijrah, we find approximately after 9 months, 10 months or so. Then some ulama wrote 1 year as well. That we find Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his honorable milad mubarak takes place. So it shows that in the 3rd year Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born. In the 4th year Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was born. When the demise of the Master alayhi salam took place, his honorable Nawasa and beloved grandsons of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were only 7, 8 years old respectively. Now look at the love. Almighty Allah commands us, dear brothers, sisters, Qul Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is addressing us. Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajra. I ask you for no recompense, no reward. You don't have to give me anything. إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. But you must love my kith and kin. My children, my grandchildren, you have to love them. That is an integral part of our iman. So imagine how much love. Let's take incidents in the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. On one occasion, Tirmidhi Sharif's hadith, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu in one hand Mubarak. The other hand Mubarak takes Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Makes dua to Almighty Allah. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh beloved Allah, I love these grandsons of mine. Mere nawase mujhe bahut pyare hain. I love these grandsons. فَأَحِبَّهُمَا Ya Allah, you also love them. وَأَحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُمَا And you love the one who loves them. So therefore, this is non-negotiable. We have to love them. It's part, an integral part of our iman. One day Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering a khutbah. Sahaba are sitting. And they, the youngsters came. وَأَلَيْهِمَا أَحْمَرَان يَمْشِيَان Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, there at the back, they walking. Nana Jan, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, rendering the khutbah. Waya'thuran, and they fell down. The Master alayhi salam stopped the khutbah, went and picked up his beloved grandsons, and then said, Sadaqallah, Allah jalla wala spoke the truth. What was the ayat? إِنَّمَا مَوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً Your wealth, your assets, your children, your grandchildren are a test for you. I am the Nabi of Allah, rendering a khutbah, and I saw my beloved grandchildren in their formative years, and how they fell. I, as a nana, I could not فَلَمْ أَصْبِرْ I could not exercise, meaning that tolerance, I had to go and pick them up. And then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embraced them. He kissed them. Therefore the Sahaba radiallahu anhu state, I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam saying, hadith in Bukhari this is, Huma rayhaniya fi dunya, they are my fragrance, they are my perfume in this world. We have grandchildren, we have children. How many of us really spend quality time with them? Look at this incident, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is delivering another khutbah, also in Bukhari Sharif. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is on a mimbar. The grandson of the master alayhi salam is sitting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressing the people. Looks at the people and looks at his grandson. Looks at the people, looks at his beloved grandson, the master alayhi salam. And then says, Inna bani hadha sayyidun. That this beloved grandson of mine is a leader. Then what will Almighty Allah do with him? لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will use him to reconcile two big groups of this ummah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu passes away in the 13th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu in the 23rd year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu in the 35th year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in Ramadan in the 40th year of the Hijrah. He, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, is the Khalifa, the Amirul Mu'mineen. For 6 months he remains the Khalifa, the Amirul Mu'mineen. The prophecy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to reach fruition, has to become a reality. He resigns from his post as Khalifa. Nay, I need to bring unity in this ummah. I need to bring about reconciliation. That is what Rahmatul Lil Alameen Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me. Himself, he sends a message to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu is in Iraq. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is in Damascus in Syria. Then the negotiations takes place. The mantle of leadership, Khilafat, is handed over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Some people objected to Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. You brought ar, you brought disgrace to us. Oh Ummat Muslimah, oh Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, listen to the words of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He said, Al ar khayrun min an nar. What you are causing ar and disgrace and humiliation, that is better than the fire. So rather I reconcile and we bring this ummah under one khalifa, one ruler. The year is 41 Hijrah and it is known as Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation and unity. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala rules this ummah for 420 years from the year 41 to 60. The longest a sahabi ruled this ummah was Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. In Rajab, in the year 60, he passes away. So see the great legacy of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the words, Inna bani hadha sayyidun, he's a leader. The master is Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. Al-Hassan wal-Husayn sayyida shababi ahli al-Jannah. They are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Therefore we use the term Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. If you use the word Imam, it's fine. But we must remember it's better to use the word Sayyidina, because that is the word Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. What was their legacy of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? Today the tragedy is, my brothers, look at our children. Today the holidays have started. How many of us, be honest, will even tell our son or daughter or grandchildren, go and learn one dua, one verse of the noble Quran, one hadith? These are grandchildren of the master alayhi salatu salam. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu reported 13 ahadith from Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam. And today we use those ahadith. Remember when you are reading kunut, Allahumma hadina fi man hadait, wa afina fi man afait. Who reported that hadith? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu reported the hadith from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know when you read kunut and nazil? So when is musibat calamity on this ummah? Secondly, we see that regarding our eating, drinking, what we consume, and our income. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala saw a date and wanted to just pick it up and eat. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam training, the nurturing is taking place by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Oh my son, my grandson, da' ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Leave that which places you into doubt, and rather opt for that in which there is no doubt. Imagine, are we prepared to practice? Our love is there for Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, and the family of Nabi alayhi salam. But the true love will be when we learn the ahadith they reported and narrated, and we practice on it and disseminate it as well. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, he reported 8 ahadith from the Master Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One hadith I will quote to you. He said, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, min husni islam il mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. One of the beauty of Islam is that Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is reporting from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of the beauty of Islam is that we shun and we leave out all futile speech and activities. How many of us? 1439 has started. Kya kamaya, kya khoya? What do we do with our life today? We squander it. We waste it. We will get involved in such activities. No faida, no benefit in this world, nor in the year after. But we love Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. We love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So learn, if you want to see this ahadith, there's a hadith kitab called Mustad Ahmad. You will find the ahadith there, which I quoted. In Tabarani, there's one beautiful hadith, and every one of us can practice on it. So beautiful. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala reports, I heard the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Man qara'a ayat al-kursi, Dubura kulli salatin maktuba. Whoever reads Ayatul Kursi after each first salat, after every first salat, then that person there, kana fi zimmatillah ila salatil ukhra. Today crime, kidnapping, hijacking is the order of the day in South Africa and some other countries. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaching his grandson, oh my beloved grandson, what should you do after every first salat? You should be reading Ayatul Kursi, and from that salat till the next first salat, you will be under the divine protection of Almighty Allah. So this was their legacy. We go on about Sayyidina Hussein's martyrdom all day. Tomorrow night we will discuss, but I just want to raise 2-3 issues. That we should know that what is expected of us on this day of Ashura, and what action should we be doing. Number one, we should be fasting tomorrow, the 9th and 10th, or the 10th and 11th. Just now I translated the khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Usama Khayyat Hafizahullah, and he raised 2-3 very important points. He said that this fast is so important that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, nusawwimu subyanana. Not only we should keep the fast, our small children, we should encourage them, you also keep fast. And when they were hungry in the afternoon and so forth, now children want to break the fast, they would take cotton wool and so forth and give them, you get busy with this, children would play and forget about their hunger. So we should be fasting tomorrow and Sunday, inshallah, and encourage our children. We all know it's not compulsory, but it is definitely a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Any sunnah, listen carefully to what I'm saying, listeners of CII and regular Ansar. Any sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam that is authentic, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah have this yaqeen and conviction, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. One sunnah of the Master alayhi salatu salam is more beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala than the whole world and whatever it contains. That is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Me and you today, the tendency is such
We want to be in the good books of this person and that person. He's got all the context. Remember, if you want to be the beloved by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, then Almighty Allah gave us the prescription. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Tell them, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you love Almighty Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. If you go into philology and history of words in Arabic, you have a cow. The cow gives birth to the calf. That calf in Arabic is called tabi'. It follows its mother in every hook, nook and corner. How that calf follows its mother? Oh Ummah, me and you are expected to follow Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What would happen? Therefore ulama wrote, هَذِهِ آيَةُ الْإِمْتِحَانِ. This verse here is a test and an examination for the Ummah. How much do we love Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. When you imitate Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. And your sins are forgiven. We all commit vices, we all commit sins. But Allah says, I created you weak, and I know your limitations. You follow Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will make you my beloved and forgive your sins as well. Subhanallah. A win-win situation. So everyone, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, rahimahullah, wrote something very beautiful. He said, how we would say in English, good, better, best. He said, if you keep one fast, it's permissible. I'll explain. He said, if you keep the two fast, it is better. 9 and 10, 10 and 11. And if you keep three fast, 9, 10 and 11, that is the best of the best. Sheikh Usama Khayyat today in the khutbah, he mentioned something which normally they don't just mention every week. He says among the scholars, Wakariha Imam Abu Hanifa, he said Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says to keep one fast is makruh. So meaning other scholars will allow it, but the Hanafis say it's makruh. So therefore we should keep two fast, 9 and 10th at least, or 10th and 11th. Second one, your wives are waiting for you, my brothers. I don't mean now, tomorrow night. So you must remember that they want a bonus from you. And remember, this hadith is not something that is just idhar udhar ki baate. It has authenticity also. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man wassa'a ala yalihi fit nafaqa yawma ashura, wassa'a allahu sa'ira sanatihi. 10 different sahaba reported, narrated it. You go open Mishkat Bayhaqi, various compilations. The Rawi, the reporter of this hadith, one of them is Sufyan bin Uyayna, the ustad of Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he says, I tried this for 50 to 60 years. Ibn Rajab Hanbali has mentioned this in Lataif al-Ma'arif. فَجَرَّبْنَاهُ فَوَجَدْنَاهُ كَذَلِكَ. That day of Ashura where I was a bit lavish with my wife and children and family, then Allah made my rizq and sustenance and provision easy for the whole year. You all want your uklam to get more and more. We all want to go for Umrah and Hajj and so forth. You don't have to go to restaurant and hotel. So the brothers say, but we're fasting tomorrow 9 and 10, so how can we practice on this? So tomorrow night you practice on this. So mashallah, you tell your wife that this is the money and so forth. And in that way, mashallah, your children, and you say that we're doing this, may Almighty Allah give us such rizq that is halal and tayyiba, pure and wholesome. So we must place our trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and beg Almighty Allah that He give us barakah in our rizq and sustenance. The Quran has spoken of this. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Those who fear Almighty Allah will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah will give rizq and sustenance from such avenues where we never expected and anticipated. So one is our fasting, one is inshallah spend on our wives, oh honey, take the money and so forth. Sometimes the woman phone me on air, you know, even I have to look down. And the host there, you know, the radio, they have one brother here and I'm saying, even he smiles. The lady says, mera shohar, mera khawin, itna kanjoos hai, makki choos hai. kuch bhi kharch nahi karte mere upar. My husband is so stingy, such a miser. He don't want to spend one cent on me, but he'll take my inheritance. How we can behave like this? Remember, Islam taught us this, my brothers. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one sunnah again.
The master alayhi salatu salam saw, let's practice with it. My wife is not here, but anyway.
You see, I drink water. I drink water from here. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, I drank water and there was half a glass, quarter glass left. Not only Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam took the glass, he turned the glass around. The side from where I drank, from there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam drank. And she says, our mother Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha is Siddiqa, her father is Siddiq. She says, wa ana anzuru ilay, and I'm looking at Habibullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expressing his love to me. Oh Aisha, you mean so much to me. Even your leftover water I will drink to set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Yet our wives are so important. Sometimes we will put a morsel of food in their mouth, and sometimes we will drink the leftover water also. So be magnanimous with them. Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai.
So remember that, be magnanimous, my brothers. Don't be so stingy and all that. We go for one meal to restaurant, one lady serve us. You say, oh, take $5 tip. Take $20 tip.
The lady serving us every day, no tip for her. But for this other lady, so many tips we are looking. And last thing, remember, last hadith in Tirmidhi. Tomorrow night, the night of Ashura, and the day of Ashura is Yawmut Tawbah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akhareen. Allah accepted the tawbah of a people, Nabi Musa alayhi wa sallam's people. Allah will accept the tawbah and repentance of other people. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq, that we practice on all this, we fast, we make sincere tawbah, we spend on our family, make special dua for our brothers, sisters of Rohingya. We know the plight they are going through. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majlul Aqsa, wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.